Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and during the next hour, we'll be featuring all the Frankie Valli and Four Seasons singles that were released while they were on the Motown record label. Besides them, we'll hear from the Supremes, the Marvelettes, Junior Walker and the All-Stars, Michael McDonald, Martha and the Vandellas, and Jimmy Ruppin. All coming up during the next half hour as we feature some great songs from Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons on the Motown record label.
Tom Fallon.
But now
Well, that was the Marvelettes live, singing one of their signature tunes, Beechwood 4-5-7-8-9. That song reached number 7 on the U.S. Rhythm and Blues charts from 1962. Before that, The Supremes, featuring Gene Terrell. That song was called Bad Weather. It reached number 87 on the U.S. pop charts and number 37 on the U.K. charts in 1973. And that song was written and produced by Stevie Wonder. And we started with Frankie Valli, part of the Four Seasons, but the single was just labeled as Frankie Valli from 1971, Love Is Here. Didn't go anyplace on the U.S. charts or the U.K. charts. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring songs that were released as singles by Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons while they were part of the Motown record label. Well, the Four Seasons became internationally successful in the mid-1960s. The Vocal Group Hall of Fame has stated that the group was the most popular rock band before the Beatles. Well, since 1970, they have been known off and on as Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, with the four both spelt out and just the number, or simply the Four Seasons. Well, in 1960, the group known as the Four Lovers at that time evolved into the Four Seasons, with Frankie Valli as the lead singer, Bob Gaudio, was formerly of the rock and roll group called the Royal Teens on keyboards and tenor vocals, Tommy DeVito on lead guitar and baritone vocals, and Nick Massey on bass guitar and bass vocals. The legal name of the organization is the Four Seasons Partnership, which is formed by Gaudio and Valli after a failed audition in 1960. While singers, producers, and musicians have come and gone since 1960, Gaudio and Valli remain the group's constant force, each owning 50% of the act and its assets. The Four Seasons were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1990, and had joined the Vocal Group Hall of Fame in 1999. They are one of the best-selling musical groups of all time, having sold over 175 million records worldwide. Well, here is the second Motown single released by Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, Walk On, Don't Look Back, from 1972, right here on Motown Memories.
Your requests.
MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
Just call my name, I'll be there in a hurry. You don't have to worry.
Michael McDonald's version of the great song Ain't No Mountain High Enough that was recorded and released in 2003. Before that, the sweet sound of Junior Walker and the All-Stars, his signature tune, What Does It Take to Win Your Love, that reached number one in the rhythm blues charts of 1969. And we started with the group called the Four Seasons, credited without Frankie Valli in the song. It was called Walk On, Don't Look Back, recorded and released in 1972 in the Motown record label, didn't chart. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring all the Four Seasons songs that were released as singles during their Motown record years. Well, coming up, a song called How Come from the Four Seasons. Again, didn't chart, recorded and released in 1973. Well, the Four Seasons released their first single in 1961 called Bermuda on a record label called Gone. The single did not chart. The group began working with producer Bob Crewe as background vocalists and sometimes leads under different group names for his productions on his own record label called Topix. Well, Bob Gaudio eventually wrote a song that, after some discussion between Crewe and Gaudio, was entitled Cherry. The song was recorded, and Crewe, along with members of the group, went about soliciting labels to release the record. It was Frankie Valli who spoke with a fellow by the name of Randy Wood, who was the West Coast sales manager for the record label called VJ Records. At the time, they were the first white artist to sign with VJ. Well, in 1962, the group released their first album featuring the single Cherry, which was not their first charted hit, but was their first number one song. Well, under the guidance of producer-songwriter Bob Crewe, the Four Seasons followed up Cherry with several million-seller hits. In addition, they released a great Christmas album in December 1962, and they charted with a unique rendition of Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Well, here are the Four Seasons on the Motown record label from 1972. How Come? Right here on Motown Memories.
Because I love you.
Ooh.
Because we love.
From the 60s, 70s, 80s. Note our memories with Tom Fallon. Songs here on Motown Memories.
Life lands a crushing blow, and once again a heart is broken. And as history repeats itself, these few words are sadly spoken.
Still.
Motown Memory from Jimmy Ruffin. I've passed this way before. They reached number 10 in the United States Rhythm and Blues charts from 1966. Before that, another song from 1966, number 2 in the Rhythm and Blues charts from Martha and the Vandellas, I'm Ready for Love. And we started with the Four Seasons, a 45 that didn't go anyplace from 1973 on the Motown record label called How Come. Well, this half hour, we featured three 45 singles from the Motown record label from Frankie Valli and his Four Seasons. Coming up, we'll hear another three, so keep it right here on Motown Memory.